racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no yet-be-dad-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. Isms. All kind of isms. Isms. Is some. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Thank you for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question is, America, the last Christian nation. Is America the last Christian nation? A lot of folks have said that, or some people have said that, this is the year of the woman. I have with me LaDawn B. Jones. And LaDawn is an author, lawyer, former governor, state representative, and a political and legal correspondent. LaDawn, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here for the first time.
I know. It's good to have you. I know we had were supposed to have you back, but you've been busy running around. So thanks for taking the time. Do you believe that this is the year of the woman?
Yeah, I think the year of the woman started in 2018, but it is still revved up into 2019. I think it's going to continue to 2020.
Amazing. And what does it mean to be the year of the woman?
So it means a lot of things. First of all, it's about empowerment, right? So it's not about the year of the woman as opposed to men, but as in the year that women finally get to take back some of the things that we've held on too long in this country: misogyny, unequal pay, changing the rhetoric at work and the comfortability of what we accept. You know, when the Me Too movement started, it for the first time triggered instances for me that I had just allowed to pass by because that was the American way. I was a girl. Boys are just going to be boys. That stopped now, and we're not going to allow it anymore in the year of the woman.
And what do you mean empowerment? Where are women getting this so-called power from?
You know, I think it's primarily just power in numbers. So the number of women who decided to step up and run for office. When you're just one woman who is trying to change or go anti-Trump, it's a little more difficult. But when you have a whole team of women that are willing to do it, I think it brings in that support. We saw in Houston, we had 19 judges, women judges who all won and they ran together. In my own city, I was a part of a historic moment where we were the first city in American history where the entire criminal justice system was led by women. Amazing. That were African American women. So it's power in numbers.
What is this in Georgia?
This is in Georgia. This is south of Atlanta. It's a city, the eighth largest city in Georgia that was just incorporated in 2017.
Speaking of empowerment, men are born with natural power given to them by God. How do they deal with this fake power of women given to them by Satan? Because I've noticed these women who are claiming the year of the women, they hate men, they hate boys, they hate males. How should men deal with that type of hateful fake power coming from women?
Well, one, I have no clue what you're talking about. I have not seen or heard this negativity coming from women. You know, I think it is sad when men's their ego is challenged simply because a woman says, I don't want to be subordinate to you anymore, that we are equal. You know, I don't know why you think it is that men have power that women don't, because I've never seen a man birth a child. And until you go through that process, that's when you know what real power and magic that is given by God comes from.
But women birthing children is not power. That's a curse upon the woman from God, because the women obey Satan and disobey God. And he said, because of what you've done, you should be cursed at birth. So that's not power. That's why they have to take medication nowadays to have babies, Because if they had real power, they wouldn't need medication to have a child.
It is very unfortunate, Jesse Lee, that you have not and will never have the opportunity to grow a life in your body. When you've had that, despite whatever pain may come from it, you realize that it is not a curse. And you know who said it was a curse? It wasn't from God. It was from some man who decided to interpret God's words and put it on paper. And if you still believe that after looking into the eyes of a beautiful child after they come out, then I think you're very misled.
How should men deal with these so-called women of power when women hate men and all the laws? You can see it in the laws. You can see it in the false accusation that the so-called Me Too movement is making, and other women. They are starting to elect women and politicians, especially on the Democratic side, that have living with men or married men who already have a child or children. They are electing so-called Muslim women and lesbians and all that. How should men deal with that type of evil, which is fake power? How should men deal with that?
Here's how you should deal with it, Jesse. You need to ask yourself, who hurt you? What woman broke you? Because if you can put all women in one basket because they run for office, because they are standing up for their rights, and because they are saying that they don't want to be sexually harassed, it's as if you don't believe sexual harassment exists. You don't believe no one has ever sexually harassed a woman.
No, it's a made-up word. And that's what these women are doing. They are making up words in order to intimidate and get away with lying on men. It's either good or evil, right or wrong. No such thing as sexual harassment.
Do you have children?
I do.
And do you have female children?
I do.
And so you are fine.
Well, female grandchildren. I also have great-grandson right now.
That's beautiful. And they weren't curses, were they? Now, how would you feel if your female children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren come home and say, Papa, while I was at school, my teacher took his hand, put it up my skirt, and inserted it into my vagina? Would you still say that there's no such thing as sexual harassment or molestation?
I sure would, because I would have taught my kids how to deal with evil incidents outside. So if the female teacher did that to my daughter...
Well, I was talking about a male teacher.
Oh, female teachers are doing that too. I would tell my daughter would know how to deal with that female teacher right then and right now, right there. They wouldn't run and tell the world and try to feel like a victim, because she would know how to do it.
I'm sorry, I missed that. They're doing what to the female teachers?
When the female teacher, if a female teacher should put her hand up my granddaughter's dress, she would know how to deal with that.
But you just said that that doesn't happen. You just said there's no such thing.
That's not sexual harassment. That's evil.
Okay. You know, Mr. Peterson, I was not familiar with your show, but I must tell you that it is absolutely ridiculous. It is an insult to victims of sexual assault and abuse and child abuse all around the world. It is okay for you to believe in your God. It is okay for you to love your Bible. But what is not okay is for you to be a outright denier of the things that hurt people for the rest of their lives. And I am willing to bet that if we dig a little bit further in your history, that the reason why you feel this way is because something happened to you.
You would lose your bet. You want to put up some money on that?
Well, unfortunately, somebody who seems to think that children are evil, I doubt would be honest about
Would you want to put up some money on that bet? Let's do $1,000.
No, let's do this. When you lose, I take over your show.
Okay. And when you lose, you apologize to the world. I do agree with you that there are women who are falsely accusing men, especially because they want the so-called power, that they are falsely accusing men around the world now because women are trying to take over. So they know they can get away with lying because they've passed these laws where men can't even speak up. But I'm asking you, how should men deal with these type of evil women?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Why not?
Because it is a false narrative. I can't answer a question about why all women are evil, because all women aren't evil.
Not all, but most. But not, of course, not all of anything is one way, but most are. Are you a Christian?
I'm definitely a Christian.
How do you know you're a Christian?
Because I have a relationship with my God.
You do? Do you love men? Do you hate men, or you love them?
I am married to an awesome excellent, caring, providing African-American, former military, entrepreneur man. And I also have a beautiful son who I love very much. And I'm very much a daddy's girl. My father has gone on to heaven. I love men. I love men of all races and colors. And I think that it is God's divine creation to put us together on this earth to be companions.
Is he the head of you, your husband?
Is he the head of what?
Of you.
How do you be the head of a person? You know slavery's illegal, right?
Is your husband the head of his wife, which would be you?
Mr. Peterson, you know, I was willing to come on your show without doing research, but I was going to be late to my child, my son child's honors day for your show. But what you're talking about
is
absolutely ridiculous that I'm going to go now. But thank you.
Don't
for
run.
Inviting.
No. Don't run. You're running. You're the woman of power. Great. Don't run.
Goodbye.
Is your husband ahead of you? She ran. Big mistake. LaDon B. Jones, an author, lawyer, former Georgia state representative, a political and legal correspondent, put a towel between her legs and ran. I thought she was a strong woman. And for that reason, LaDon, this song is for you. Chicken song. Beta female. Amazing. See, folks, you have
Goodbye.
To deal.
Goodbye.
You have to deal with the children of the lie. Just be honest with them. Speak up. That's all. Don't get angry at them. They cannot help it. It's not them, but the spirit that made a home in them. And why is it that women are proud of being liars, but men can't be proud of telling the truth? Men and women, you can be proud of telling the truth. Speak up. It's a battle between good and evil. It has nothing to do with color, has nothing to do with male or female, has nothing to do with whatever. It's right or wrong. It's the God that you serve. There are those who serve Satan, and there are those who serve the real God, the God that's in us and the one that is above. But thank you, LaDon, for coming on, even though she ran. She ran. Jennifer is a first-time caller out of Fullerton, Georgia. Jennifer, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Hey, I was just listening to the woman, and I live in her city that she created. And it's a miserable wreck, let me tell you. She is so angry, and her people are so angry. They have laid waste to this whole community. I moved here 20 years ago. It was beautiful. They took over, and there's nothing but potholes, litter, crime,
which city
angriness.
Is that Fulton City?
South Fulton City, yes, and I'm a witness to what happened here. And it's a miserable wreck.
Is it controlled by black women?
By blacks in general, and then the women that think they're in control.
I am not surprised. Everywhere black people go and they take over, it turns into a ghetto. It's the darnest thing. And then they don't want to admit it. And unless they admit it, it's never going to get better.
And they won't admit it. Now my property has no value. It's horrible.
Amazing. So is someone working on trying to vote these people out and put in the right people?
No, I think once they've taken over, they've taken over. I mean, in my lifetime, I don't see any difference.
The reason for that, Jennifer, we now, in our country, white people, men are afraid to speak up to black women, especially black women, but mostly liberal women. Mostly women, period. But white people are afraid to speak up to black women. So, and the black men are afraid of them. So now these women are let loose to go nuts. It's only going to get worse in your town unless that change.
You're right, Jesse, and it is nuts. But I'm glad I was able to air that with you because I'm an absolute witness to how this place just fell apart.
Amazing. Well, you saw LaDon Jones put a tail between her legs and ran, right?
Oh, yeah, sure they do if you confront them. We need more confrontation, I guess.
Yes. We got to start standing up and being honest with these people, but don't be angry. Discern, but don't hate. Jennifer, I really appreciate your call. Thank you. Call me again.
Thank you, Jesse. We love you.
I appreciate that now. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. It's amazing. And I'm telling you, folks, don't be afraid of black women, white women, Mexican women, even that woman out of Hawaii, that little Asian woman. Is she Asian? She is like a congressman, the one that told men they ought to just sit down and shut up or something.
Just shut up and step up.
Her. Don't be afraid of these people. This is Satan inside of them.
Maisie Hirono or something.
Some kind of Hirono. I know her no as well. This is a first time call out of Illinois. Is it Destiny? I believe it's Destiny. Destiny, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Destiny. How are you?
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How do you... Is it Destiny? That's right?
Destiny, yes.
How
and
do
I'm
you...
actually from Euless, Texas.
Oh.
Texas.
And not Illinois?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling. How do you spell your first name, Destiny?
Well, it's supposed to be D-E-S-T-A-N-Y.
Yes.
My mom, when I asked her why it was spelled that way, she said she wanted it to be a name, not a word, because I wasn't technically supposed to be born. I say that when I was, she knew God had a plan for my life, and so she named me Destiny.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, thank you for calling, and speak up a little bit. Your phone is not quite clear, but go ahead.
Sure. So I'm a huge supporter, huge fan. My husband actually turned me on to your show, and we've been watching you for a few weeks now, and I was just listening in, and I had a question about the whole forgiving your father's deal and such, because I just want to be sure that I'm kind of on my right path.
Yes.
So my dad, I watched him walk out of my life when I was really little.
Do me a kind favor. Hold on. Do not hang up because I want to hear what you're asking me. Your phone is not clear, and it's too important for it not to be clear. James, will you see what you guys can do out there about that? And let me know, and I'll come back to her. Let me go to Denise, a first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Denise, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I was calling about that woman who was just on.
Oh,
she's so concerned about children and, you know, the rights of women. But she's probably one of the first people that would stand up and applaud that horrible abortion bill.
I was going to ask her about that, LaDon B. Jones, but she put her tail between her legs and ran. But
she's probably one of the first ones who will be like, this is the most wonderful thing that happened to women. Oh, my God. I got to get up and stand up and applaud. Oh, my God.
You know, you made such a good point. When they passed that so-called abortion bill, a law in New York, whereas a woman can kill a child inside the womb up until the ninth month, the day of having the baby, she can decide that she doesn't want to and abort, kill that baby inside and don't even need a doctor to help her. She can get some other person, midwife or whatever, to help her, or if there's a botched abortion, the baby can die on the table if she come out alive. And then they did a lighted up the city. They lit up some buildings. That, you know, things are bad when you see that type of evil. And they're applauding this.
It's total evil. It's total evil. And everybody has really, I told my 25-year-old son this the other day, people don't start standing up for right, you're doomed.
You're absolutely right. What do you think, Denise, it would take for the people of good to finally start speaking up and standing up? What would it take?
I think this is about the limit. I think, you know, I mean, I can't imagine anything worse than people standing up and applauding something like this. And they want to call Republican Nazis? This is something that would have been done in the death camps. Are you kidding me? And they can't even see it because you're absolutely right. It is good and evil, and it is a battle to be won now.
Yes.
And I told my son, he has got to start opening his mouth because he works at a really nice place. And he hears a lot of this kind of rhetoric going on, like, oh, this, oh, that. And I said, Eli, you're 25 years old. You're on your way up the ladder. You better make it the right ladder.
That's right. 100%. If he doesn't start now, he's going to lose. As long as he doesn't have that anger and just speak the truth, it'll be fine for him.
Yes. He's, you know, they made him so timid in the schools and everything. Don't say anything that's right. Don't say anything that'll make somebody upset. But now he's getting the message. He's got his brain. You know, they get their brains when they're 25, the critical thinking.
Yeah.
And now his critical thinking brain is developing, and he's seeing the light. And I'm like, Eli, don't keep silent, because you'll be judged on this too. You know.
That's right. Well, I really appreciate you pointing the right way for him, because these guys definitely need somebody to tell them the truth, so they could overcome that fear.
Yes, totally. And I appreciate your show, and I no longer see it on Newsmax. I have to see it on YouTube, but I do every day anyway.
Wow, I definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much, and call me again, all right?
Okay, God bless you.
And God bless you. Amazing. Destiny, I believe, is ready now. Destiny, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me better?
I can, yes.
Okay, it might have been my phone case.
Okay. All right. We're definitely clear now.
Cool. Awesome.
Okay.
I was asking, I watched my dad walk out of my life probably when I was like 4 or 5, maybe. But my mom, she was a believer from when I was born. And so she never really bashed my dad, and she always really encouraged my dad to be in my life. To come around, because he would essentially tell me he would come around and then never show up. And so my mom had to kind of comfort me and talk to me and let me know, like, what the deal was, basically. And so
what did she tell you that the deal was?
Oh, just, you know, when he would talk to me on the phone and, like, hype me up about coming and pick me up, and I'd get so excited, and then he would just never show up. So she had to, you know, start letting me know, like, don't hold your breath, basically. I just remember her saying, don't hold your breath, like, you know,
okay.
He loves you. Yeah, she would comfort me in that sense, but when we finally, I was in, like, ninth grade when I'm 25 now, but when I was in ninth grade, he reached out to me, and so he came back in my life, and so I guess my question with the whole forgiveness deal is, I love my dad. I don't have any anger towards him.
Good.
I forgave him completely. And so I just want to be sure, because I know you, when you talk to a lot of people, you talk to them about physically going and, you know, telling them you forgive them and talking to them and stuff like that. But
yes.
we've had a bit of a connection over the years. We don't talk as much, but there's no hatred there, you know, like we check in on each other, everything's good. So I just wanted to be sure that I was in the clear on that, because I don't have really any anger toward him.
Here's what I recommend. Next time you talk to him, ask him, Dad, why did you leave? What was going on with my mother that caused you to leave? And I guarantee you, you're going to hear the real story, or at least a different story, because there was something going on between your father and your mother that he could not deal with. And he just got frustrated and left, even though your mother said that she is a Christian, or as you say, a believer. Or a Christian, she was still doing something to him that he could not handle, and he left, and your parents have not told you about that. You need to get a good understanding so that you realize that your father didn't leave you. He left your mother because he didn't know how to handle her.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that, and I remember, from what I do remember, I know my mom's kind of opened up to me a little bit about it, as far as he kind of played the whole church thing for a while.
Yes.
Only for my mom and not really himself. He played the whole church thing so that he could keep my mom.
Yes.
But I know he wasn't exactly the best, you know, he wasn't the best on his end either. I don't know too much in the detail about that.
Yeah, you should, the way you're having this conversation with me, have that with your father and just stay calm and hear him out, and you'll see how to respond. Find out why did he leave her, because I guarantee you, he didn't want to leave you. You're his child, and fathers love their children.
Oh, yeah.
So would you find out and let me know?
Sure thing.
And then you go to walk on water. It's going to be amazing. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share. And Sonny, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, we're going to get it up to 500,000. James said, let's do the 250,000 million. How many?
250,000.
Doing the 250,000 first, and then we're working from there. 250,000 first, so let's work on it. We need all of your help. We got to get the word out. You saw LaDon Jones ran during the interview just now. She's supposed to be an author, lawyer, a lawyer from Georgia, a state representative, and political and legal correspondent. But she ran. And she was talking about women are strong, power. That looked like a weakness to me. I could be wrong. But we got to stop it, folks. These folks are destroying our country. It's not about male or female or about color. It's about character. And these people, they are children of the lie. They cannot handle the truth. You see, she said, well, I'm sorry that I didn't check you out before coming on. She would not have come on had she looked me up prior. She'd been too afraid to. That's why she got the chicken song. And speaking of fear, before I go back to the... And by the way, Destiny, thank you for calling. I ran out of time there, so I didn't hang up on you. But go and forgive your father, Destiny. And it's going to be amazing. Because and to love your father means don't hate. Just don't be angry. And through when you're not angry at your father, through him, you return to God, and it's amazing. It really is. God is in you, as well as outside, above and in. But he wants you to live from within now while you're on earth. He's with you. Let me know how it goes, Destiny. So don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe. We want to get up to 250,000. So let's get busy, folks. We need all of you. And donate to the nonprofit. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. For 28 years, not one dime from the government. But anyway, listen to this, folks. Down in, this is from Breitbart, in California. A California college discontinues Pledge of Allegiance because of white nationalism. I pledge allegiance. Where's the white nationalism in that? These people hate white people. That's what they mean by this. White people, how many stories do I have to give you before you wake up, speak up, and stand up for the country you created that allowed these people to come here, and they're coming here and turning their backs on you? What would it take? So Breitbart's reporting California college discontinue Pledge of Allegiance because of white nationalism. No such thing as white nationalism. There are white people, as there are black people, Hispanic people, Chinese people, Japanese people who are nationalists because they love their country, America, and they put it first. And just because a white person is a white person and a nationalist, and they say white nationalist, that doesn't make it evil. Stop listening to these lies, folks. They're trying to put fear in you. President Robert Miller of the Santa Barbara College Board of Trustees. And Santa Barbara is a beautiful area. Too bad these people are killing it, destroying it. But Robert Miller of Santa Barbara College Board of Trustees said the board will no longer recite the Pledge of Allegiance because it is racist. I'm wondering who got to Robert Miller to make him such a beta male? Some black person or Mexican or some color person or godless white liberal person got on that board and they intimidated this man. This doesn't make sense. He thinks the Pledge of Allegiance and symbols are steeped with nativism, and white nationalism. These words are so dumb, they don't even make sense to me. Nativism. What is nativism? What? Come and tell me. I'm going to have my new producer tell me, because I don't understand this. And we all know there's no such thing as ism. Here's come, don't hit that camera like Joel did. So Daniel is the new producer, took the job from James. James is doing his own thing, even though he's helping greatly here as well. What is nativism?
nativism, it's pretty much like being a patriot or a nationalist. Like you take a lot of pride in your nation, and you care what it stands for.
So he think the pledge of history and symbols are steeped in what? Nativism?
Nativism.
What does that mean? What's wrong with that?
It's like nationalism.
We're supposed to be national.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with it, but he does.
Is that the same as xenophobia?
No, because xenophobia, I think, is related to like race or something. But nativism is like people that are too proud for in America.
But I'm too proud for America. I love my country. I'm a nationalist all the way.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed.
So am I a nativism?
You're a nativist, yeah.
Is that bad?
It depends who you ask.
Are you a native?
Yeah.
Is that bad? And you're from Cuba. Where are you from?
I was born in Colombia, but I came to the U.S. when I was 2 years old. But yeah, I take a lot of pride in being American.
And then he's afraid that it's steeped with white nationalism. What does that mean?
I guess talking about white pride or American pride, but they just assume American pride is white.
And white people can't be proud of their country or anything.
Of course they can.
So why are they speaking as though this is a negative?
I think it's they're trying to bring in more people to their little college because it's like a little community college. And I think they're trying to...
they're trying to bring in more people of color to their little
more
college.
More liberals and all that.
Amazing. So are the white people down there protesting this? Are they having rallies and things?
The story came out last night, so we'll see.
So we'll probably see rallies and things from white Americans today, right?
Hopefully.
There's nothing wrong with being white and a nationalist.
No.
Right?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with that.
The Great White Hope is a nationalist. Right?
Yeah. A lot of people are nationalists.
And he then added that the Pledge of Allegiance, there's no such thing, by the way, as isms.
Yeah, I know.
No ism. No racism, no sexism, no homophobiaism, no Islamophobiaism, no deadbeat dadism, and no white supremacism.
Yeah.
So he then added that the Pledge of Allegiance violates the First Amendment.
Yeah, because the separation of church and state.
This man is sick.
Yeah.
Do we have a picture of him? Yeah. Let me see what he look like. Is he white?
Yeah.
How's a white man talking that way? Beta! That's a white man, right? Yeah. Do we have the board of the... college folks? Okay. So he then added that the Pledge of Allegiance violates the First Amendment's separation of church and state because of the phrase, one nation under God. What a beta.
Yeah.
Beta! This is why you got to be careful with the government, man.
Exactly.
We got to have South Africa in America.
Yeah.
Where blacks, the people of color going to be running and white people... going to be destroyed. Because the last destruction is physical. Amazing. This is a great story. No wonder you want me to get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I messed up on the previous story. So.
Oh, you did? You're in training. You're learning.
Yeah,
are you surprised that the first day was your worst?
No, I'm not surprised. It was like poor preparation. And
man, the first day was a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess. But the show still went on.
The show still went on, and it's going getting better and better every day now.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it better. We're trying to make it better, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Does this man know that the founding fathers believed in God?
I don't think so. Or whoever made the First Amendment, they were trying to change what the founding fathers had in mind. And especially the pilgrims. The pilgrims were Christians, and they found the country. So they're just changing. They're changing history and what's written.
That's amazing. Were you surprised that first guest put her tail between her legs and ran, LaDon Jones?
No, I'm not surprised at all. She's like the Kamala Harris, she's like the Kamala Harris, but Kamala Harris is way worse than her.
Yeah,
like,
Kamala Harris.
You can't talk at all. You can't talk at all with Kamala.
She is evil to the core. Yeah. She is Obama in bloomers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly.
She is worse than Obama.
Yeah, they're running the same platform, kind of.
Yeah.
Similar, very similar platform.
When I see her, literally, I think of Obama, but this woman is a female, and he's a weak beta feminist male.
Yep.
He said he's the first feminist president. Obama said that of himself.
Of course. He has like three daughters, two daughters?
Two. And a big mama, Michelle. Amazing!
Yeah, and Kamala Harris?
Yes.
She has like a, she's a stepmom now.
Is she?
Yeah, because she married her husband like 4 years ago when she was 50. So she's a stepmom now. So we should start calling her stepmama.
So she is a stepmama to a white baby?
So they're like grown. They're grown now. But
they're white?
Yeah, they're white.
Because the man she's married to was married already, going through divorce when she met him or something like that?
I think he was already divorced, but...
And he had white children?
Yeah, he has like...
It's over for those children.
Mm-hmm.
Because that beta husband of hers is going to be afraid.
I think she's using him.
He's going to be afraid of stepmama Harris.
Instead of big mama.
So I'm being told the older black man she had an affair with was separated from his wife.
Oh, that's
so she was dating that man?
Yeah, he's a former mayor of San Francisco.
She was dating him?
I think, yeah, she found him, or he hired her when she was young, like fresh out of law school. And he helped her get like two jobs. Like, it's
I remember him.
Yeah, we had to.
So she was dating him?
Dating, but I don't know.
He's 30 years older than her, James, or she's 30 years older than him?
She's 30 years older than him.
He's
30 years older than her.
This is even crazier. His wife is white.
Oh, that's his new girlfriend. That's his new girlfriend.
So Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's his new girlfriend.
Has a white husband now.
Yeah.
The black man that she was dating is now married to a white woman. What in the world? And both of them are black.
Yeah, exactly. So
Satan is busy.
Yeah, but they're in a fallen state.
See, that's why we have the fallen state bringing people out. Those who want to come out.
Yeah, we're trying.
Amazing story, Daniel.
Thanks. Well.
Meet Daniel, the brand new producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and the Hate Report. Can I get an applause for Daniel?
Yeah.
He's worth it. So, Marie, right? Maria, my friend and a friend of the show and a friend of Bart, a longtime friend, forever friend, she giving me the correct definition of nativism. That's how you say it?
Nativism.
Nativism is defined as the policy of protecting the interest of native-born or established inheritance.
Yeah.
What?
So like a page? Yeah.
What, James?
Oh,
native-born or established inhabitants against those of immigrants. I don't even understand all that either. But I understand, Marie. Thank you. Maria, what a mess. That's why we got to send everybody home and just have Americans here. And we won't have all these definitions.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
No problem.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Let's go to Steve. Out of Florida, Steve, been waiting a long time. Steve, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
No problem, Jesse. How you doing? I got a couple things I wanted to talk about before I got into what I really called about, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. That lady on the video chat, or whatever you want to call it, should have asked her who took the first bite, because you're second only if you believe that a man should be head of household. Boom. Right to it.
That's LaDon B. Jones, right?
But yeah, the one with the video call, like about three or four people back. Yeah.
Were you surprised that she ran?
No. She had an ugly face. And I don't mean ugly as an appearance, but you can say that if you want. But she had an ugly demeanor about her. Just you could see the evil, like the scowling in her face.
Yeah, you can see her face start changing. And especially, one of the things is these type of people are not accustomed to men speaking up, especially black men, because most black men are afraid of women and afraid of life and afraid of everything.
Well, I'm not black, so I won't speak on that. You probably know more about that than me. No,
but just because yeah. you're black, not black, you still know the truth from the lie, right?
Well, of course. Yeah, I know.
You don't have to be black to tell the truth about black people.
Well, then I should get to skip one and get to the next subject.
Because
I only have had a few people actually agree to this.
What's that?
If you hate me for it, that's fine. But personally, it doesn't matter who. I think we're all cursed. But do you believe that you're cursed? Because a few black people have told me that they believe that because of back in the days, way back. Let's just add a little bit to get to the point. Two people got drunk. Two guys sodomized each other, went down each other, whatever you want to call it. And the younger one, his wife came out black because God said, no, that's one of the worst things other than killing you right away from God, and made his child become firstborn black as a curse. Do you believe that or no?
Steve, that's so ridiculous. I don't think anyone with any common sense would believe that. Black people, not all. It's a curse because they don't have perfect fathers and mothers raising them. They have been raised by angry mothers and weak fathers. And so in that arena, they are cursed because Satan is their daddy. But they can overcome it if they want to. All they have to do is admit that they are wrong and go and forgive, and God will make them free.
So you don't believe that God curses people for any reason at all, ever?
Huh? No.
Well, I agree with you on some things and disagree on others, but
why would God curse? Why would God curse? Because, well, I don't know what he did in the Bible back in those days before Christ returned everything, but the people who are cursed now are cursed because they have fallen away from him. He didn't curse them. Satan cursed them when they became his children.
Well, that's true. Because I hate to say it, but I have to say, point blank, is everybody's not the true race of Adam, which was the true white. We're all of color. Even white people are not the real original white. We all have nationality. There was no nationality with Adam and Eve. They were just Adam and Eve, a human being. So in a sense, we've all have fallen, like you said, you know?
Every angry person is in a fallen state. Every angry person. That's why they must be born again. They must repent and be born again. Otherwise, they will forever be in that fallen state. And believe me, you don't want to drop your body with anger. You're not going to where you think that you're going. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Everybody that might will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge today, brother.
That's right. All in the name.
Man, Jesse, golly, man. But let me get this. You ever a pastor named Pastor Geno Jennings?
No.
Well, anyway, he's a pretty good pastor. I like him.
I don't know. I never heard of him. What?
Well, I guess, as I said, you get a chance, YouTube him. I think you'll like
him. Why do you like him so much? Why do you like him?
Because he preached the word. He really does. He goes after everything. You know what I mean? Like when a Democrat's being wicked, you know, he'll call it. You know,
does he tell the truth about how the black women have destroyed the boys and girls, men and women? Does he tell the truth
He talks about masculinity, definitely, yes.
Does he tell the truth about how black women have destroyed and are destroying it?
Yep.
Good, man.
I like this guy.
Well, I appreciate that, Rick. Thank you, buddy. I got to run. I'm running out of time here. I'm not heard of the guy. Let me go to David out of New York. But thank you, Rick. David, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for having me again.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your call.
I just wanted to, I've been listening to the show today, and I noticed a theme, really. There's this workplace. The woman was talking about her son speaking up at the workplace. And
yes.
It kinda reminded me of my call yesterday and how this got brought up at the workplace. You know, it wasn't something I brought up. They were talking about white race superiority and white supremacy,
yeah.
And I challenged it. So, you know, they were talking about this every single day. It wasn't something I brought into the workplace.
Yes. And hold on for me 1 minute, David. I got to go answer the phone. Hold on.
No problem.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Yeah, so I'm giving testimony to what you said, that, like, when everything works together for good and how God takes a bad thing and makes it good.
Yes.
You know, so I spoke out against the children of the lie. and they spread this lie. So they started putting out messages online that they said my workplace name, and they said, quote, I'm not going to say the name, but they said they have a white supremacist employee, and they started to spread this lie about me. But long story short, this was I ended up getting a new job that paid five times the amount that the other job paid.
That's
because
right.
Because I was sharing this with this Trump supporter friend of mine, and I was kind of waking up at that time. But the children of the truth really have to be as wise as a serpent and as gentle as a dove.
Yes.
Because I couldn't afford to lose my job at that point. But I also, I had to be a man, and I had to speak out against the lie that the children of the lie were spreading. So I wanted to share that testimony and just say, you really encouraged me and inspired me. And it turned out good for me. And I know somebody needs to hear this, and they need to do the same thing.
That's right.
It may mean losing that old thing in your life in order to make way for the new. So
how do you again, David? Woman, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old.
Amazing, man. Beautiful. And yeah, you're right. You have to be wise. Yeah. And the only way you can be wise, you have to overcome that anger so you can return to the Father. Then you can see when to speak and when not to.
It's so true. And I knew when to speak. It wasn't like you said, like the opportunity presented itself.
Yes.
And then when they brought me down to HR to ask me about this, God arranged it so that they had on camera. I was working with this gentleman who they said I was technically creating a hostile work environment. So what I asked them, and this was strategic, and God told me to do this because I didn't think about it when I went in there. I said, God, you tell me what to say. And so God said, I felt like just to say, is it against the rules to be pro-American? Because what they had said was that America was inherently racist. So I asked the HR department, I said, was I wrong to say that America is not racist? And they couldn't comment on it.
Right.
The reason that I did that was because I was sticking up for America, and I said, I can't work here if being anti-American is part of the agenda. And it was one of those food co-ops, you know, and I don't work there anymore.
Right.
But I'm really into the back to the land movement, and I really, one thing I was wondering was what your opinion on conservatives who used to be environmentalists who are kind of there for back to the land self-reliance, but they're coming out of like the hippie environmental crisis hoaxers, if you will.
Conservative people are coming at it that way?
I mean, like young people who were involved in the back to the land movement.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of us that were hippies and we were SJWs and we have woken up.
Oh, good.
And,
I mean,
and I, what I realized is that nothing really changed about me. It was the children of the lie that changed. I had always kind of been about freedom and the principles of self-reliance.
That's right.
But the agenda kind of got, they manipulated us.
But let me tell you this, because of time, you're absolutely right. You're on your way back to being yourself. And it's going to be amazing, and you will continue to see what to do. Stay with the prayer. No anger. Speak up. It's going to be amazing, all right?
Thank you, Jesse. I look forward to working with you in the future.
All right, buddy. Thank you, David. You too, man. All right. I will. Amazing. Okay, let me do this, folks. We're working on some stuff. You hear James doing the news now. We have a new producer, and he's learning how to get the guests and put everything together. So a little shaky, at least on the inside. You don't know it. But I'm telling you, that's the only way you know it. Divine, is that right? Divine is out of California. Divine, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Devin. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
I'm sorry for messing up your name, man.
No problem. It's no problem.
All is well. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to thank you first off. Because of this show, I've been doing the silent prayer for a little while, and because of that, I was able to forgive my mother for turning me away from my father and forgiving my father for allowing my mother to do that. And in the meantime, this New York abortion law has passed.
Yes.
And I've just been chatting with women about this. Just, you know, now that the anger is gone, I've been able to have these conversations, and it hasn't really been taking a toll on me like it used to. Like before, I used to get really emotionally involved in the conversation, and now it just doesn't really affect me like that anymore. But it's crazy to me how women are not addressing the issue head on. And every argument that a woman has about this is running along the lines of, oh, it's not a pro-abortion law, or it's not just killing babies, you know? Yes. It's not just killing babies. And it's just crazy to me how I have yet to speak with a single woman who has been able to come out and just say, yeah, you know, it is killing babies, but yeah, that's what I support.
And the reason for that, Devin, is that women need men to be the example for them. Men need to be the head of women again, and so that they can guide the woman in the right way to go. And because whatever reason, we know the reason, most men are beta males now, they're weak. These women have no light. They don't have anyone to show them what's right and what's wrong. And they are being deceived by the rulers of this world. And so they have been convinced, even at early ages, during school, colleges, and places like that, that abortion is a woman's choice, or there's reproductive rights and all that. They've been lied to, and the men have not corrected that. That's why we got to bring men back, or it's only going to get worse before it get better.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It seems like it's literally maybe 95, maybe 99% of men are in that beta mentality now.
Yes, and yes.
It's the overwhelming majority, and it's been crazy to see. So I just wanted to thank you for giving me that awareness, and keep it up.
You're absolutely welcome. And I want you to pay attention to the men in government. If you notice, the men in government are beta males too, that they don't even know how to stop these women from coming up with these crazy evil laws, and they too are going along with it because they're afraid to stop the women from doing it. They're afraid of being called woman hater, misogynist, or whatever they call them. And so these beta males in government are going along with it as well, except for the Great White Hope.
Right. Well, you know what I say, they can just suffer and die.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you, man. I appreciate your call. Stay with the prayer no matter what happens. Stay with the prayer. Let that anger go. Speak up, but don't resent. And you haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. God is good.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
You too. Thanks for calling. He's right, folks. You got to return to the Father. Salvation is about returning to the Father. Overcome the mother and returning to the Father. It's so amazing. That's why they blame the Father. That's why it's been over the years, they've been blaming the wrong person. The fathers are weak, but they never had a chance because the mothers made them that way when they were boys. And they became angry, and they became like mama. AJ out of Detroit, a first-time caller. AJ, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. AJ, a little louder for me.
Yes, sir. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear now. Go ahead.
All right, perfect. I just wanted to talk about how identity politics is just ruining America today.
Yes.
And, you know, that young leader that was on your show, she was talking about how there's an all-women, black women panel and all stuff like that. You know, I'm from Detroit, and for the last 40 years, we've had a black mayor because it became the majority black city.
Yes.
And just in 2014, we had a white mayor. And the city is turning around big time.
Yes.
Billionaires are investing in the city. Downtown Detroit is coming back alive.
Oh, man, your phone messing up. Talk to him and see what's up with his phone. AJ is referring to the guest I had on in the, I believe it's the second hour, right, Joe?
Yeah.
The second hour, LaDon B. Jones. At LaDon, LBJ Jones. Asked her, why did she put a tail between her legs and ran from Jesse Peterson?